Steve Hartman.
I remember a very drunk night at the Universal Amphitheater at a Boz Skaggs concert. I don't want to talk about the rest of that night. I really don't.
Mike Costa.
Really? Did you throw your underwear at him?
It's Loose Cannons time.
Hour number three, the Loose Cannons on Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego and 103.3 FM. We've had some fun behind the scenes here. There's a bobblehead.
Oh my God. I hate that friggin' organization, but I want one because it's so bad.
There's a bobblehead doll of Melvin Gordon. And I don't mean any offense, but when I'm sitting here, it looks like Michelle Obama. I'm not kidding you.
It could not.
It looks like the former first lady's head on a Charger uniform.
It could not look less like Melvin Gordon if they tried.
I was like, when did Michelle Obama sign with the Chargers?
It is so bad. And you remember the original bobbleheads?
Am I not kidding? Am I right?
It's just, he's got like orthopedic shoes on. And you know those big white Mickey Mouse gloves you can buy at Disneyland? Yes. It's like he has those on his hand.
It kind of looks like early 90s Whoopi.
Yeah, a little Whoopi too. It looks like anybody other than actually Melvin Gordon.
And you know, the bobblehead phenomenon has just gotten to the point where they're not even, I got this bobblehead.
If you look at it close, it almost looked like they just took an old Ricky Williams bobblehead there and just put his head on top of a Charger jersey.
Exactly. That probably makes sense considering how cheap that organization is. All right. Well, speaking of, a couple things. First of all, before we even get to all this football talk, coming up here in 10 minutes, another opportunity for you to win. If you've entered at sportssd.com, of course, we've been giving away tickets to the games at Staples Center this weekend. This is going to be a pair of tickets for Saturday's regional final, the Elite Eight. Okay. Regional final. On Saturday, Costa's going to be in that suite.
That's right. Hanging out with you.
So we're going to call out a name if you've entered already at sportssd.com coming up in 10 minutes. Hopefully you'll be listening because once that name is called, you'll have 5 minutes to call in. 5 minutes to call in. All right. We already have reactions to the bobblehead. All right. Okay. We'll hold off the spring football for this. Hey, Matt, welcome. You're on with the Cannons.
Hey, how's it going, Cannon?
What's up, Matty?
Michelle Obama, bobblehead. I was just wondering if it's going to do that, Play 60, that platform that she was trying to push during Obama's presidency.
Okay, I don't want to get political with this right now.
Well,
Play
60 is the NFL program.
Yeah, the Play 60, yes. Yeah. Well, maybe, but...
Nothing wrong with Play 60. Jesus, dude, come on.
All right, so thanks. All right, here's the big news today, all right? First of all, Joe Tsai, our man worth, about $11 billion.
Last time we counted, but the last time we talked about him, the interest alone,
right?
That's already gone up.
Well, again, he basically runs Alibaba, which is Amazon in China.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what that is.
Huge.
So he's, and now... Isn't Bezos the richest man in the world now?
Tsai?
No, I'm Bezos, the guy that runs Amazon. I think he became he's at the top now.
Okay.
Like $100 billion. Anyway. So he's got $11 billion now, but that money's gonna grow a lot. Okay. His net worth really has no limit. So he was part of this ownership group that was trying to buy the Carolina Panthers. Now they're still for sale.
Yes.
And all we know is the bidding has gotten up to $2.5 billion. But the guy that he had teamed with has announced that he is out. His name is Michael Rubin.
Fanatics owner.
Correct. But that doesn't necessarily mean Tsai's out.
Mm-mm.
Maybe Tsai wants to get back in by himself.
Why not?
Why not?
Joe, who's holding you back?
Okay. Who is going to stand in your way? Nobody. All right. So it's still a little uncertain. And why we're interested in that, you say, well, why do we care about who's buying the Carolina Panthers? Well, that doesn't mean they're going to stay in Carolina. Okay. If you buy that team, if I spend $3 billion on a team, I'm going to play them wherever I want to play them.
Yeah.
And maybe Joe Tsai, who splits his time between China and La Jolla, might want to bring a team to San Diego, we would hope.
And I don't think, much like the, you know, we've heard of teams that are sold and it's written into the charter of the organization, yeah, or they sign an agreement with the city saying the new owners will never be able to move said team
from said city.
Not with the Panthers.
There's no such thing. No. All right. So now, if you buy the team, it's your team. You can play them anywhere you want. All right. So in the meantime, though, we had the announcement yesterday about the Alliance of American Football, which is ripping off the XFL a year early to bring, again, spring minor league football back into the fold.
Right.
Now, this is not the USFL. The USFL, when they were a spring league back in the mid-80s, they were going after the top college talent.
Yeah, they were like the old AFL.
They got three consecutive Heisman winners. They got Herschel Walker, Mike Rozier, and Doug Flutie. They signed all three of those guys. One of the things they did right out of the box was they said, who needs to be a senior? This is before the NFL decided to change their rules after Barry Sanders to allow the 3 years out of high school rule to enter into the NFL. Herschel Walker still had another year left at Georgia, and the USFL said, why wait a year, man? Join our new league. It's exactly what he did. So this is much different. What both these leagues are talking about is leftovers. After the NFL draft, after free agent signings, whoever is not on an NFL roster that wants to play will get a chance to play in these spring leagues, both slated to start right after the Super Bowl.
And you, and join us at 570-1360, because the big question, our big need to know is, would you support this here going into it, knowing that, no, it's not going to fill the void of an NFL franchise. It's not going to be NFL caliber football yet. But would you support spring football to begin the week after the Super Bowl is over?
The Alliance of American Football has some pretty impressive names behind the league. Bill Polian, the Hall of Fame general manager, of course, you've been seeing him on ESPN. He is going to oversee, apparently, the whole personnel operation. And then J.K. McKay, we got the soundbite here, Brent. J.K. McKay, of course, son of the legend, John McKay, former great receiver at USC, and a longtime NFL executive. Apparently, he's going to be a part of this. He was on with Mark and Rich today and asked if San Diego is a potential home for the AAF.
Well, I can say we've looked at a lot of cities, including San Diego, and it is a good football city. I'm very familiar with it. Some of it has to do with there are a lot of things that are going to go into our choice of cities. And again, Mark, as much as I'd like to reveal to you where we're going to be, there are a couple cities still up in the air. We're going to make that rollout in the next month to 6 weeks.
Okay, well, that makes sense. But if he's even on the fence right now, this is where we take over right here. This is one of those segments where we need a lot of your input right now. At 570-1360, you remember our Cannon Shaw of the Day winner is going to get a $30 gift card to Sobrero Mexican Food. So how much interest is there in a spring football team in San Diego? Now, when you think about post-Super Bowl, what do we have here in San Diego? We have Aztecs basketball.
In full swing.
USD basketball.
As well.
Absolutely. We have San Diego Gulls.
Okay, Gulls.
Well, spring training is not here in San Diego, though. It's in
You're right. I'm thinking in terms of what people are focusing on.
I'm talking about spending your entertainment dollar here in San Diego.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to have lacrosse coming up.
Yep.
We may have soccer at
some
point.
Some form of it.
So how much interest is there in a spring league that, again, will be minor league? I mean, this is not the USFL. This is not where they're going to compete against top-level talent. They just say, look, you know, there's a lot of guys that were undrafted who eventually become NFL stars. My biggest concern on this whole thing is this, and trying to build a fan base. And that doesn't mean you're against it. It just means it makes it challenging. It's like minor league baseball. Minor league baseball, let's say you go out there to Lake Elsinore, right? And you're a faithful fan. It's hard, though, because the players are constantly moving on. If you have a good player, obviously, next stop, they're going to play in the major leagues. This is going to be the same thing with this league. You're not going to have some guy that's going to be like a 3 or 4 year standout in San Diego, because if he has talent,
yes,
he obviously wants to take his game to the highest level in the NFL.
But I think in you have guys like Hines Ward involved with it, Troy Polamalu as well, and you mentioned Bill Polian. The AAF goes into it knowing that their franchises, their 8 teams of 50 men each, are going to get poached if they have guys who have outstanding seasons. They're going to be gone next year. The good news is it's spring, and this league ends.
What's the good news about that? I mean, spring football.
What I'm trying to say is
you need a break from football.
No. What I'm trying to say is you're going to get a full quote unquote 10 game season out of these guys, because you know mini camps and train and off season workouts once the draft gets here.
Okay,
it's not going to overlap.
Okay, but let me go back here. I'm punting these rosters together. One of the reasons that Vince McMahon, in announcing the return of the XFL, a much different XFL than we saw in 2001, but put it off till 2020, is he said, one of the biggest mistakes we made with the XFL is we didn't really have enough time to put together quality teams. We just rushed these rosters together, threw everybody in, and hoped we were going to get quality football. Can they play? Of course they can play, but that doesn't mean it's going to be quality football. And so he decided we're going to take a full year to develop our teams before you'll actually see them on the field. This league, realizing there's an opening, are saying, oh, we don't need that. Wait till September. The NFL season starts, and somehow between September and 3 months, we're going to get 8 teams with 50-man rosters to put down with second-class players to give you quality football once we launch right after the Super Bowl.
You can do it in that time span. And you talk about the XFL taking the extra year. When is the XFL – when do they want to roll – what dates are their season months-wise?
Same time, after the Super Bowl, but they start in 2020.
Okay, but the XFL is going to have the same thing. They're going to have guys getting poached. They're going to have the same exact dynamic that the AAF is going to face.
All right.
Even if they have a year under their belt to practice or not.
Okay. Well, it comes down to this. Is there too much football? I mean, even if you're not a Charger fan anymore, look, San Diego is a great NFL city. We have people that have moved to this paradise from all over the country, and they're fans. We have fans, Steeler fans, Packer fans, Ram fans.
It works because we don't have pro football.
Yeah, but once I turn off the Super Bowl, do I want to watch some minor league football? Is that really what I want to see?
We have to break here for some important business.
We do not. Right now, we're going to get to, we do have very
looking for a sweet deal in the midst of March lunacy. It's time to announce the next winner who can experience the Super 8 of college basketball. You, Chris Dietrich. Chris Dietrich, you've got 5 minutes to call 570-1360 to claim one pair of suite tickets to the men's basketball tournament up at Staples Center in L.A. this Saturday, March 24th. Chris Dietrich, call now 570-1360. Chris Dietrich, the clock starts now.
And I'll be hanging in that suite with you Saturday with Rasta.
Right. Come on!
Pair of tickets. Chris Dietrich comes through. All right, let's get a few people and their thoughts right now on... Are you interested in spring football, AAF? You just heard J.K. McKay saying, yeah, we have some interest in San. He knows the city, obviously. He's not committing to anything, but he might be listening right now. Well, he says, well, let's see if the Cannons throw it out there, how many people are actually excited to see a spring football league. Let's go to Gary. All right, Gary, your thoughts on spring football coming to San Diego.
Hey, so what if it's a minor league team? We're used to a minor league team here, remember? We
had the Chargers. That's a nice zing, Gary. That's a nice zing right there. All right, so is that something, Gary, that you could actually see yourself spending? And by the way, they're talking about tickets of like $35. $35.
I used to go to the Arena Football League in San Diego, Sharks, I think they were called.
The Riptide.
Riptide, there you go. And it was entertaining. You don't have the top quality players, but you still have football.
Right.
And, you still have guys. There's a lot of guys out there that can play. Let's face it. The NFL, they cut quite a few guys that could play. So I think it'd be okay. I'm glad they're starting early. I'm with Costa. I don't know why you need a year. You got guys who are ready that they're probably in shape year round now.
Of course.
You just make your roster and you're ready.
All right, Gary's all for spring football. So again, you have a choice. Now, Chargers reached out yesterday. We talked about that. They're asking San Diego to dig into their kids' college accounts and come up with $10,000 to $75,000 for each seat, personal seat license. On top of that, you have to pay for the actual tickets, parking, concessions, and you have to get to Inglewood. Here, they're offering spring ball, and they're saying the tickets will be like $35.
Okay, I'm going to make you a promise right now and to the whole Loose Cannon family as well. Yeah. If we were to get an XFL or an AAF football team, I would buy season seats.
Season tickets!
And I will put my credit card statement up on social media, without the number, obviously, to show you that I bought them. I will do that.
J.K. McKay said, we need to hear from San Diego. If you're interested, call now. Your silence is an indicator that you don't have any interest in spring ball. Let's go to Dan. Dan, you're next up with the Cannons.
Hi.
Hi, Dan. What do you think about spring football coming to San Diego?
Well, for one, I think if Spanos thinks that any San Diego is going to spend any money on that junk up there, they're crazy. But I'm all for, you know, a league down here. We can get some merchandise with San Diego name on. I'll rep that. And, you know, we've got minor league teams. The goals are minor league team. For any kind of soccer team, they're probably going to be a minor league team. And we've dealt with the Padres being, you know, the minor league of the majors. You know, we get somebody good, they go on and move on. So,
and you know,
I'll go to every game for $35.
Dan, thank you for the phone call. And, Steve, think about this. The goals, the Ducks poach them all the time.
I know that.
All the time. And fans are good with it.
Well, they are.
Yeah, because they go in knowing ahead of time it's going to happen. And nobody is going in thinking this is going to be on the same level of what I would see at Qualcomm Stadium when the Chargers played. It actually might be better.
By the way, let's make something clear. Spring football is not a springboard to the NFL.
No.
Not even close.
No.
It just is what it is. Would this make it less likely for an NFL team to come if you actually had a successful spring football franchise in San Diego?
I don't believe so, because I think an NFL franchise would look at, my God, we got a farm team right in our own backyard. If you ever do get like a superstar who's playing in the spring league.
All right, 570-1360, at Ken Hartman Acosta 1360. You can text us at 70470. Is this something you would support? Again, the details, we know they're going to have 8 50-man rosters. It's going to start right after the Super Bowl next year, 2019. They are considering San Diego, but they need to hear from San Diego whether or not this is something you'd be interested in.
You play at USD, which is just an absolute beautiful facility for the Torero football team. I've seen rugby there. I know the USD Torero soccer plays there as well. It's a great venue for it to begin with. It's a great toe in the water.
Yeah, but you're never going to get 50,000 people at these games.
And again,
you want to keep it a nice, intimate venue.
And Steve, USD, or what would be Friends of SDSU, SDSU West, that new Aztec Stadium as well, perfect for it.
Or how many people are out there saying, let me get this straight. We were home of a team for 56 years at the highest level of the game, and now you're telling me to swallow a spring football team?
No, they're not forcing it down your throats, but they're saying, listen, here is football that is on the same par as really, really, really good college football.
All right. How's our clock looking like right now for our call-in guy? Hold on a second here. This might be there. We're getting a lot of spring football calls right now. I want to make sure we leave at least one line open for someone to actually call in and claim their prize.
I think the fact that the S for Brains who left.
All right. That was not.
God dang it.
All right. So throw out another name right now, Costa. Again, this is for a pair of tickets to be with Costa in that suite at Staples Saturday for the regional final.
Robert Baca. B-A-C-A, Robert Baca, 570-1360, Robert. Robert Baca, you are now officially on the clock.
All right, so there you go. 5 minutes. Robert Baca.
Bob Baca. Robert Baca.
You entered your name to win, and now your name has been called.
Come on
now. Call in 5 minutes, and you do win. All right, let's get another call in talking about spring football. Let's go now to Adam. All right, Adam, your thoughts. Is this something you would support?
Definitely. And I'm not from San Diego. I took my Colts fanship with me out here. But if they bring a team here with my 7-year-old son who's addicted to everything football, I'd be all in.
All right, there you go.
And Adam, it would be affordable. You're not going to break the bank, and you're also there's also the factor of you're watching guys who are just at the hungriest points of their career, still chasing the dream. May have been with an NFL team, may have been in an NFL training camp, you know, where final cuts, whatever the case may be, you're there for that part of the story.
A couple of social media responses, Chaz. The sports landscape is a barren wasteland after the Super Bowl. More football.
You're right. February.
And this from Vera was asked, AAF versus XFL.
Okay.
She said, XFL wins. My nephew worked for them. Fun to watch.
Oh, right there.
All right. So there we know some of her roots in the XFL.
Who knew she was related to Vince McMahon?
More of your reaction. 570-1360 at Cannon Hartman at Costa 1360. Text us at 70470. We'll get more of your reaction, your reception. If it's something you're interested in, you better call because they're listening. Spring football in San Diego. Plus, how did Sam Darnold's pro day go today? Has it changed the landscape of the upcoming NFL draft? We're going to tell you coming up next.
Hey, what's up? It's Rich coming up tomorrow right at noon on the Mark and Rich Show. So we got the NC2A tournament starting up again. Big day. Also, I think we have the fix. We're going to see some more mid-majors in the tournament as long as they follow these very careful instructions. We're going to tune you into that at noon on Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
You still got time to get in the running for a pair of tickets to a suite at Staples Center for Saturday's Elite Eight action. Just get to sportssd.com, sign up. Wait to hear your name called.
Mm-hmm.
We've been calling names since 5:15 tonight.
You have another name?
Do we need another? We sure do. The next name is Jim Morstad. Jim Morstad. You got 5 minutes to call 570-1360. Claim one pair of suite tickets to the men's basketball tournament up at Staples Center in Los Angeles Saturday, this Saturday, March 24th. I'm going to be there. Jim Morstad, 570-1360. You are officially on the clock.
Boom, right there, Jim.
Come on, Jim.
Hang out with Costa Saturday, Staples. Sweet.
Let's do this.
For that regional championship game. All right. Let's get another. We got a lot of calls coming in, which is good. That means that we're getting interest in spring football. Some interest in spring football, but that's what they're looking for right now. They got to make a quick decision because you got to get these 8 teams together ASAP. I mean, you have to hire people. They actually are a team, right?
Yes.
You're going to have to get people, build an organization if your first game is coming up in less than a year.
Yeah, you get your structure in place as far as players are concerned.
Well, you need a marketing department. You got to promote the team. You just can't have a team out there.
Listen, I am good enough for the marketing department.
Really?
Have
you been guaranteed a job in the organization? Is that what I'm understanding right now?
I'm just saying, lightning does strike twice in San Diego.
You're wearing orange today. Why are you wearing orange today?
I just fell into the closet and it stuck to me.
All right, very
good. I don't know.
That looks good on you.
I appreciate it.
Let's see. How about Sven? See if Sven is all about spring football. How are you today, Sven?
Doing great. You know, that one guy called earlier, and you think about it. We have so many transplants here. They all love football. They bring all their teams. Well, they could all go to the games, and then those fans could be San Diego fans from the Spring League. And they wouldn't have to worry about the Raider fans showing up and taking over the stadiums anymore.
That's a great point, Sven.
Wow. Look at how you spun that one, Sven. Interesting.
Yeah, really a fan base other than the Aztec fan base that is wholly united for the team. Loving it.
I mean, seriously, how many fans do you think you would get for a game?
I think you'd probably get between 7,500 and 10,000.
I mean, I was thinking along the same lines.
Yeah.
I mean, if your team, but again, if your team is good, now they'll obviously have a playoff, you know, sure. Have a championship game.
Probably the AFF Bowl.
Right. And they're not going to jump to the NFL because the NFL doesn't start yet. So it's not, they'll correct. Be there. They'll be there for the duration of the season.
Without a doubt.
But if your team wins, then you'll be rated and you'll have to start all over again the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're okay with that.
Absolutely. Right. There's no downside.
All right. So if you're interested in spring football, let's hear from you. 570-1360 at Cannon Hartman Acosta 1360. Text us at 70470. Sam Darnold today. Actually, this worked out really well for Sam Darnold. So he had his pro day today, but what happened is it started to rain. So it was raining in L.A. Rain's coming here tonight.
Yes.
And into tomorrow. But it was raining for about 75% of his pro day. And that's been the big question mark when you have potentially Cleveland taking you number one overall, because Cleveland weather is a little different than here in Southern California.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, and there's also the question of his ability to hold on to the ball.
Now, apparently, one throw did sort of squirt out of his hand.
One.
But otherwise, and he doesn't have gigantic hands. I mean, he has normal size hands. Bigger than Jared Goff, by the way. Goff, remember the knock on Goff was he had smaller hands. I think 9-inch hands. I don't know exact dimensions.
Well, that was a big rip on Alex Smith, too, when he came out with his hands are too small.
Right. He had like 5-inch hands or something like that. Now, you know the guy that had really small hands, notorious, was Pat Hayden.
Hayden.
And one of the all-time games was the Rams used to always get eliminated by the Vikings in the playoffs in the 70s because it kept going to Minnesota back when they played outdoors.
At the Met.
Finally, the Rams got him at home. And Tarkington was hurt. So it's like, beautiful day. Pat Hayden has had a great year that year for the Rams. Downpour at the Coliseum. He couldn't hang on to the ball. Ball squirting all over the place. They lose again. All right.
And he smelled like cabbage.
Yes. Here's what I love about this. You were talking about Arnold, like he was running left, going right, and he was pretty accurate with all his throws. And I'm thinking to myself, what does that actually mean? I mean, I'm looking at game conditions. My concern with Sam Darnold is he led the nation in turnovers. And a lot of those turnovers weren't just like bad throws. They were bad decisions. You know, they talk about his athleticism. And then there's no knocking him, but this would be a concern of mine. So he obviously has athleticism. He can run. He's got the size, 6'3 and a half, 220 pounds.
Thick body.
But when you are fumbling the ball, that means that you are two things. Either you don't have a good feel for the rush, which can be a problem, or you're just hanging on to the ball too long and you're making bad decisions. I always go back to Norm Chow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the legendary.
Yeah, curmudgeon.
Yes. And, you know, for many years, he coached BYU as their offensive coordinator. And he went to USC. Pete Carroll hired him to try to figure out a way to salvage Carson Palmer, who had been largely a bust at that point after being a huge, huge hyped high school player at USC. And coach told me, I asked him after his first year coaching him, I said, what do you think of Palmer? He's like, hey. He is the dumbest quarterback I've ever coached in my life. And what he meant was, it wasn't about IQ. What he meant was his inability to make the right decision at the right time. He goes, if I could put Ty Detmer's brain in this guy's body, I'd have the greatest quarterback of all time.
Right.
Palmer can make every throw.
Yeah, cannon for an arm.
But he could do every throw. I mean, he had touch. I mean, he had it all, except between the ears. Again, 90% of quarterbacking is making that decision. When do you throw it away? Who do you throw it to? And there seems to be this sense with Darnold that he's trying to be the hero way too often.
Oof.
And that will get you in trouble.
Yeah. Well, but that is also something that is correctable and it's coachable.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because it comes down to instinct.
Well, the instinct part of it, if something's inherent inside, yeah, maybe a little hard to get that rooted out. But a good coach, a good offensive coordinator can go through the steps of saying, of getting you to focus on what you do best and stay away from what really comes back and hurts you. Now, pocket awareness, Steve, that's something that just has to be cultivated through reps.
Right. And some people instinctively have that. I mean, you think of legend. I mean, Johnny Manziel has that.
Yeah.
I mean, his escapability.
You just feel it.
Tarkington was the master way back in the day. So, and he's 20. Sam Darnold only played 27 games at USC. So, I will say this. He's a great kid. Yeah. And all that. But when you look at his numbers at USC, they're the same numbers that Matt Barkley and Cody Kessler had. They had a chart of the last 7 years of SC starting quarterbacks. In fact, this past year was the worst of any of those stats lines.
Then why is he where he is right now as far as mock drafts are concerned?
Because what he does do is he teases you. Because I even watched it in that bowl blowout loss.
Yeah.
He made some throws against Ohio State. A couple of throws that were like, wow.
Oh, no. The whole season is checkered.
Those are throws like you're throwing a ball to a spot that.
Yeah.
That is an insane throw. But then he turns around and he gets hit. He's coughing up the ball. Yeah. And you're like, yeah.
No, the whole season's checkered with him breaking out of containment and, scrambling and making throws across his body that are right on the money. No, you're right. He is, I guess a tease is the best way to describe him.
And I guess your thinking is, well, he's 20 years old. And that if he gets under the right tutelage, he'll eliminate all those mistakes. We'll see. But otherwise, pretty good day for Sam Darnold's pro day. Plenty of time for you to get in. We're still looking for people out there to give us your thoughts about a spring football team in San Diego. 570-1360 at Cannon Hartman at Costa 1360 or Texas at 70470.
We'll have another name for you. We'll also have the name of the winner of the Cannon Shot of the Day after this.
Hey, what's up? It's Rich coming up tomorrow right at noon on the Mark and Rich Show. So we got the NC2A tournament starting up again. Big day. Also, I think we have the fix. We're going to see some more mid-majors in the tournament as long as they follow these very careful instructions. We're going to tune you into that at noon on Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
Now, we mentioned the next 2 days we have shortened shows because of tournament action. Both days starting at 4 o'clock. Friday, we're going to be on location. Listen up, folks. For the round of 16, we're going to have a viewing party at Brewski Burgers and Brew at 9844 Hibbert Street in Scripps Ranch. We'll have all kinds of giveaways, and you get to settle in for all the basketball action. So we'll be there starting at 3 o'clock for our show. We'll be off the air at 4, but we're going to stay.
We're going to stay, of course,
and watch basketball like the rest of you. So that's going to be Friday at Brewski Burgers and Brew, 9844 Hibbert Street in Scripps Ranch. So we'll have more on that tomorrow. But join us out there on Friday for all the basketball action. All right. So, Costa.
Yes. I really wanted someone named Baron Amu to win.
Well, Baron Amu is on the clock.
Yeah.
See, Baron Amu is thinking, I like to make it dramatic.
Okay.
So he's sitting there looking. How much time does he have left now?
He's got a minute.
He only has a minute left?
He has a minute left. He has a minute and 5 seconds left.
Okay. He's saying, I'm going to wait till there's about 12 seconds left.
All right.
I'm going to dial in.
How many Baron Amus are in San Diego? Come on.
All right. Wait, how about this? I'm looking at the clock. Can we give him 5:50? I'll put it this way. Brent, if Baron Amu calls in 2 minutes, will you slam the phone down on him, or will you take his call? What is your decision?
Do we still have three more names on the list?
We do.
Oh,
he misses his window. Do.
All right, so Baron Amu, your time is running out.
You got 30 seconds, Big B.
All right.
Come on, kid. All come right. on.
We'll have another name if Baron doesn't come through out there. All right, so this spring league. By the way, Ernie, how do you feel about spring football? You're all for it.
Yeah, why not?
No. Will you buy tickets? $35. They're saying tickets as cheap as $35.
I'd have to go check it out with my media pass first. I think,
Wait, well, no. In other words, your beautiful daughter and son.
Yeah,
they might become big AAF fans, right?
Yeah,
totally.
And I'm into that.
Right.
Quickly, guys. Time to read another name.
All right. Here's the name everyone's been waiting for.
Joshua Shue. S-H-E-W. Joshua Shue. 570-1360. Claim the pair of suite tickets. Men's basketball tournament. Staples Center. Saturday, March 24th. Joshua Shue. Call now 570-1360. Joshua Shue. You are officially on the clock.
Let me help you, Joshua. 570-1360. There it is.
Come on, Josh.
All right.
So easy, dude. Well, we're wrong. Apparently, it's not easy. I mean, you go to the website, you click, you put your name and all the info, and what are you doing that?
Just I understand that. Oh, there's a line.
Oh, please, God, for the love of God, I have a good feeling this is Joshua Shue.
There it is.
Brent is now.
You're not him, so you don't work that way.
My name's Larry Johnson. No, that's not Joshua Shue.
No, we can identify you. You can't just call and say, my name is Joshua Shue. There's a way, obviously, to identify the winners. All right. That's okay. All right, so spring football, I think overwhelmingly people are excited about the idea.
It is. I think the San Diego Lightning are going to be a success.
No.
Their marketing campaign is going to be awesome.
No, the best name I saw today.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Was the SD, not the MF Chargers.
That's a pretty strong name.
Yeah, the SD, not the MF Chargers.
Or the San Diego Screw the Chargers. And, of course, the mascot is a Spanos head covered in Spanos.
Yes.
You can just use the big S emoji if you want. Oh, wait, we have another phone call, ladies and gentlemen. This could be Joshua Shue. Brent is now taking the call. Let's listen in.
Dive. There it is.
Let's listen in.
He's got his mic on so we can hear. He's looking.
Oh, please, God. No. Did they curse or something?
Yeah, your mic's open.
No, he just called and said, I'm just calling to get your hopes up. And then he hung up on us.
All right, let's get to our cannon shot of the day. We need one more qualifier. A drum roll, please. This out. Cannon shot came from?
Out number three, tweet, click of music. The sports landscape's a barren wasteland after the Super Bowl. More football. Hour number two, text, the new football team name, San Diego Screw the Chargers mascot, Spanos head covered in Spanos, and hour number one caller, Janelle, said she will support any team not owned by Spanos or Davis, and Brent is on the phone once again.
Mm-hmm.
Can this pledge get us over?
All right, a drum roll, please.
Damn it.
Today's winner of the cannon shot of the day is
number one caller, Janelle. She will support any team not owned by Spanos or Davis. Janelle calls back at 570-1360. You've got that $30 gift card to Sombrero's Mexican Food. Congratulations.
By the way, got one more text we didn't get to. This one here. So Casas throwing out the first pitch in May. Don't forget the Daisy Dukes and baby oil. Hashtag glistening thighs.
I just can't.
Hashtag high leg thoughts. Kick. Hashtag Ernie's binoculars.
I just can't help but think of his thighs.
So there you go.
All right.
Are Casas' thighs even in the same...
No, they're not. Ernie has never alluded to the fact that they may turn him on. So it's just Rich Ornberger.
I'll tell you when I get into the studio over there.
All right, who do we thank today, Costa?
Philly Billy, Bonta Hill, Alan Sliwa. Interviews available on the podcast center, sportssc.com. Goes without saying, Ernie Tippy, Seville, Carmelo Martinez, the Angry Badger, Brent Spurry. And last but never least, you brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces for what you do, what you've done for us.
Well, don't go anywhere, folks. Oh, no. The fun has just begun. Coming up, it's called the Power Hour. Woo-hoo! It stars Brent and Ernie. A.K.A. Brent Ernity. Remember, we are your home of the Aztecs. We are home of the madness. We are Extra 1360. Fox Sports!
San Diego.